We're outside Holloway Women's Prison at the moment. Could you tell me why you're outside Holloway Women's Prison?
I think it's absolutely scandalous that women who are sent to prison are not given a duty of care. And I'm here to support Pauline Campbell, whose daughter died in prison, in Stile Prison. And I'm here to support her and support her demonstration, to support her aims. My name's Ben Owen. I'm a volunteer with the New Bridge, which befriends people in prison. I've been befriending people in prison for the last 6 years. I currently write and see three people in prison.
You want to know what happened? Yeah, he'd been in for 2 days. Breach of bail conditions. He rang the emergency alarm buzzer, which should alert the officer, but the actual panel had been disabled by masking tape, so it was muted. And whilst my son was dying, he was playing backgammon. And when eventually the light outside the cell was answered by another prisoner, it should have been the officer himself, but he couldn't be bothered to get up off his backside, basically. Sent another inmate to go and check on my son, and they found him. He died. They reckon that he'd been dead about 30 to 40 minutes. They tried to resuscitate him, but obviously... So what I'm waiting for now, I've got a judicial review coming up. I'm just waiting for a date now. No one as to yet has been accounted for his death.
So your son died needlessly?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. I mean, it would have taken them about 30 seconds to reach his cell if the bells had been working.
I'm really sorry.
He left two young children, two little boys. Until someone's accounted for his death, I won't be silenced. And meanwhile, with Pauline, my comrade here, we do what we can. I do a vigil outside the Pentonville prison every anniversary of his death, which was 3 years last October. As I say, and we will not be silenced until something the Home Office recognises and addresses this serious issue.
How old was your son when he died?
He was 40. It's a scandal.
Thank you very much. Pauline, how's it gone today so far?
Well, it's been very busy. We've got a crowd of about 20 to 30 people outside Holloway Prison. About 50% are press and freelancers and protesters who are supporting the cause and who have expressed shock and dismay that yet another woman has died at Holloway Prison. About half an hour ago, I attempted to stop a prison van entering the jail, but I was seized upon by a number of police officers and I ended up on the ground. That was witnessed by the protesters and it was quite unnecessary, I thought, and I did end up on the ground. It is now 3:30. It's still light here outside the prison. We have an inspector and about six other police officers outside the prison. So Inspector Lewington from Islington Police Station has spoken to me about the action that they will take if I stop a prison van, and that is that they will arrest me. The demonstration today is the 27th demonstration to be held outside women's prisons in England since April 2004. And while women continue to die at the hands of the state, I will continue to protest and I will take the consequences, but someone needs to take responsibility for the fact that another woman has died at Holloway Prison, two deaths in 6 months. Something's got to be done about it. And this is Georgina Griffiths, the best friend of my daughter Sarah, who died in Stile Prison 5 years ago.
Why are you here today?
I'm supporting Pauline.
And in 48 hours, we will be outside Stile Prison, Cheshire, to hold a vigil to commemorate Sarah's life and the fact that she died at that jail.
I can see lots of flowers outside and I can see some banners. One says, yes. Who is responsible? Courts stop sending women to their deaths.
Shame on the Home Office. The memorial placard has on it the name of the prison, the name of the prisoner that died and her age, the date of death, and asks the question why. And I have already asked that question of the police and reporters this afternoon. Why did Jamie Pierce die? And we're never told, and no one is ever held to account. This is Sue Humphries, who lives in London, I think, and she's outside the prison with me now, telling me that her teenage daughter is locked up in Holloway Prison at the moment. The mother was under the impression that her daughter was on remand. She's suddenly been told that her daughter has been convicted, and yet the mother here can't get any information about the status of her daughter within the prison. And this does make a difference as to how many times you can visit. And your daughter Laura is age 19. Can you tell us how long she's been in prison?
She's been in here now for about 3 months.
On this particular time.
She's bearing up a bit better this time to what the first time. She is quite vulnerable. She has been on, as you put, she has been on the suicide watch the first time,
right,
because she has taken a couple of overdoses in the past. I think they were watching her because she took one outside. That's why they've been keeping an eye on her, because she is quite vulnerable.
She's been on suicide watch at Holloway in the past.
Is
she on special observation now, or
Not as far as I know, she's not this time round.
So that, as a mother, that must concern you, that you can't find out the status of your daughter.
Yeah, it does.
And what did the prison authorities say today when you spoke to them?
I said to them, I asked them why all of a sudden I'm now being told that she's been convicted. Did no one tell me in the past? And they said, well, it's policy that they're not legally able to tell me anything. It's not down to them. But if I want to find out what she's been convicted of and how long she's got and everything, I've either got to take it up with the governor, or I've got to write into my daughter and ask her, the questions.
It must cause you, as the mother, quite a lot of anxiety to have your daughter locked up.
Yeah.
You can't see her, you can't speak to her at the moment anyway, and you're not even sure whether she's been convicted or not. My daughter was 18 when she was at Stile Prison, and part of the time she was on remand, she was there as a convicted inmate for 24 hours and then she was dead. But I do know the feeling that once your child is 18, they are legally an adult, and the prison authorities just will not give out information, even to the next of kin. The only time they communicated with me was that when Sarah was dead. I did get to know 4 hours after her death, and the police told me on the phone, which is not an acceptable way to tell anybody, is it? Well, I do hope you get to know something soon about your daughter.
How often are you allowed in to see her?
When they're on remand, you're allowed in every day, apart from Sundays, which is just for convicted prisoners. Because I live in East London and I work, I'm only able to come down once a week, which today was my weekly visit, and I've been turned away because they're now telling me that she was convicted on the 4th of January and nobody's told me anything.
She wasn't able to tell you that she'd gone to court?
No, nobody's told me anything. Until I can speak to her, I don't know what's happening. Thank you.
What do you think about this?
I think it's sad for what happened. Just when I see this thing, I think it's sad.
I'm looking at a banner outside Holloway Prison, and it says, no more pain, no more death, no more prisons. And there's six colour photographs on this banner, and the person with the banner is going to tell me who the people are inside the photographs.
Yeah, well, this is a friend of mine, Sean, from Doncaster. He died in prison while he was serving a sentence for driving while disqualified. This is Joseph Scholes. He was 14 and killed in a children's prison after being assaulted by the guards. This is Gareth Myatt. He was, I think, 13. He was the youngest person to die in custody in the country after refusing to clean out a toaster. He was set about by three officers and restrained and died as a consequence of it. This is Sarah Campbell, that's Pauline's daughter. This is Zaid Mubarak. He was killed in Felton Prison by a racist. He was put in a cell with a known racist with swastikas, tattoos, and he was murdered by him. And this is Paul Day. He was killed in prison. He killed himself in prison after he was outed as an informer. And because the the screws basically told all the prisoners what he was doing. His life was put in danger, and he ended up killing himself because of it.
Why is this happening?
Well, it's the way the state controls people, isn't it? You know what I mean? You go to prison, you do what you're told, or you face your consequences. That's the way it is, and a lot of people can't handle that sort of thing, and it's, you know, very scary in jail. The way it goes. Well, I mean, I got the list of prisoners who died in prison since 97, and it was 22 pages long, and it's nearly every day a prisoner's dying. I mean, we hear about the women here, but men are dying just about every day in prison. It's something that's got to be looked into. A lot of times they'll say it's natural causes, but that, to me, that's negligence. You know what I mean? If they had the opportunity to be looked at properly, then that wouldn't happen. People are having fits in prison cells, and the screws won't come to the door. Even if they come and see something's wrong, they won't open the door until they've got other officers there, which is a valuable time before someone could be saved. So it's just the system. They don't care, and they're not prepared to stick the neck out and try and save people if they see is unworthy, and that's it.
It's a shocking story about the young man being restrained for not cleaning out a toaster.
Again, that's it. I mean, he was held down by three grown men. He was only not even 5 foot tall, was he? Something like that. Held him down, you know, and that'd be assault out in the streets. The three men had jumped on a young lad like that. You know, what sort of punishment could they expect? But these people didn't get anything. Not one single person was convicted for it. Nobody ever has been convicted for any deaths in prison. And there probably never will be. Because to do so would be to admit that there are killers walking around on them wings, deliberately making sure that people don't get saved. Simple as. You look at every workforce, no matter where they work, you're going to find, you know, like nurses have been accused of killing patients. You can't tell me there ain't screws in there who don't like harming inmates, who don't deliberately beat them up, don't deliberately make sure that they end up being killed. It's bound to happen. Bound to. In minority, there's somebody in there who doesn't give a shit.
Thank you very much.
That's not what this is about, though, is it? This is about Holloway Creek.
No, but I do interviews for the BBC about deaths in custody generally.
Okay.
And there has been a great deal of concern expressed about police and prison deaths. I'm sure you've heard of... Officer, do you know about the Forum for Preventing Deaths in Custody?
I'm not going to engage in conversation with you.
No, well, it produced its first report a few months ago. It was about deaths in police and prison custody. Like hundreds of them each year. And there has been a lot of concern expressed about it.
There's always concern, obviously.
Well, no.
There
isn't always concern, officer. No. I disagree.
I just say, you know, we're not disputing about prisons. It's you go to prison to lose your liberty, not your life.